people, purpose, patience. Let me try real quick to look into the future. You have everything in life that you need to be content. Everything is in order. The things that you have to be content in life are the things that we don't deem successful at the very moment. But when it's done, it gives us a sense of fulfillment. Cleaning the house, organizing wherever, whatever you consider your area to be. You take that for granted, don't you? You look at it as, oh, I gotta clean up. But you're going through clothes, you're going through mail, you're going through pictures on your phone, you organizing, you cleaning up stuff on your phone. What are you doing? Like I said, we're gonna look into the future. What are you doing? You're having sentimental moments. Last episode, I spoke on emotion. You're having those sentimental moments right now. Now, I know at this very moment, not a lot of people are feeling sentiment right now because of what you may be going through. Don't like to use the term just because it doesn't happen to you doesn't mean you're not affected by it. I dislike that. Dislike that. I want people to know that you have the absolute right to feel whenever and however you feel. You have the right to break down. You have the right to close in. And at times you may have the right to give up, but think about the reason why you're down. Think about the reason you want to give up. Like I said, we're going to look into the future, but we're right now, but we're looking into the future. Have those feelings, have that emotion, have that anger, but you still have right now. Not gonna say we can right any wrongs. I'm not gonna say that. But what we can do is affect right now. How he may feel, how she may feel, how we may feel. We can affect right now. Will we get over the things that happen? Possibly not. Will we get over the sorrow or the hurt? Or maybe confusion that we will feel? Possibly not. But right now, let at least, let that person, that emotion, those feelings, those memories, let them know how you feel. Let them know how you feel. And if it's a person you need to reach out to them. But let those emotions and those memories, even the confusion, the hatred, and the anger, let it know how you feel. Basically, let it out. If it's a person going through something, let it out. Give that person a call. Give that person right now. Give that person right now Give that person how you feel right now. Not what they did, not what may have happened, not what may occur in the future, but give them right now. You know, I tend to look at it because I'm just now at 40 years old getting acquainted with my father. Even through all the things that I said, all the emotion, all the hurt, all the angry things that I said and the hurtful things that I said about him and about our encounters. All I'm thinking about is right now and those baby steps that we're taking, those small steps that we're taking towards each other. Those small steps that we're taking towards each other. Has nothing to do with giving anything. It's just about right now. We know what happened. We know what was said. Just like I stated with yourself and whatever your situation may be. You know what happened. You know what was done. You know what was said. But what can you do at this very moment to at least give it some clarity, to clear up some of the confusion? Just let it out. Remember a long time ago, I was on a mission. I was on a mission to change the world. I was on a mission to make the world a better place. I was looking so far beyond where I was that I didn't give the immediate things the attention that I should have been given. I missed out on moments with my children, with my mother, with my brother, with my wife. All because I was trying to affect people that I obviously didn't affect in the manner that I wanted to affect them. I obviously didn't see the results that I wanted to see. But where I saw the results, where I saw my effect, was through you, listeners of this podcast, through you all, people that may leave an impression, the people that may... that may tell a friend or whatever the case may be, that's changing the world. Because this is the only thing that I can really do to stand out and just speak and just try to affect however I can affect. I wasn't thinking about right now. I was trying to see into the future. Notice how I said, let's see into the future 8 minutes ago. Now I'm saying I was trying to see into the future. So what I know right now is whatever you give this very moment, right here, that can affect your future. That can affect your tomorrow. That can affect your later on today. Because it's 10 o'clock right now. The people in my life know how I feel. Gave my body what it needs to get started. Headed to the gym to get prepared for my full work day. Coming back home to thank them for what they've given me. Thank the people in my life for allowing me to be who I am and give what I give. Because I can't do it any other way around. because of the things that I've been on lately and the way that I've been lately, I can't look past what I have right now to try to look to the future. I can't do that anymore. So when I say let's look into the future, let's look into right now. Because we can't have what we don't have. If you think about it, we still got to work for it. You know? I'm making plans for myself, for my children, to take another trip next March, next April. Take another trip to Chicago or wherever for a couple of days instead of just a day. So instead of just thinking about that, everything that I do right now up to that point has to prepare me for that moment. Alright, you gotta say, I can't do the things that I'm doing. Everything now that I've been doing now has been more geared towards them. Making sure bills get paid, making sure they get the small little things that making sure I'm putting what little bit of money I can away. Things that I honestly wasn't doing before. Not to say that I didn't see it as important. Because I did, but I wasn't treating life the way that it needed to be treated before. I thought I was doing everything that I needed to do, but what wasn't I doing? I wasn't taking care of every day. I wasn't taking care of every moment. Me not taking care of every day, not taking care of every moment, trying to look towards something positive, but not really focus on right now, I was doing myself a disservice. And my right now started to crumble just because I thought I was doing everything that I needed to do for my future. Can't worry about the future. You have to worry about right now. So when I say let's look into the future, when I said that 12 almost 13 minutes ago, how am I affected right now by what I said then? How am I affected right now by saying let's look into the future? I'm already feeling much better now. Because I've allowed myself to take inventory on each step that I take, each thought that I have, instead of thinking about the bigger picture. Instead of thinking about, okay, I got this trip planned, but I also have things I want to do with my wife, I have things I want to do with my mother, I have things I want to do with my little brother. I need to reach out to my sister. So many things, so many steps that I need to take. That's already made me feel a lot better and more optimistic about how I can be effective and how I can try to manifest positivity and goodness towards the people that I care about, the listeners of this podcast, the people in my daily life. Like when I spoke about the friends I have at work were going to see wrestling in February. How excited we all were about that. And how excited, you know, I get for moments like that. You can take the steps. Take the small little baby steps to make sure it happens. Don't missing the steps. The steps complete. Whatever it is, whatever your goal is. Small little increments, small little daily steps. Every second counts. Every second. So if you want to look into the future, start right now. Patience is the podcast.